Show me the money.
We go with Sizzler. We go with Sizzler.
It's time to step into the world of sports gambling once again with our We Going to Sizzler betting segment on SportsBeat AM from Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Good morning, I'm Darren Pritchett. Your time is 6:22. Each weekday morning at this time, I recap the three wagers I had on the previous show and then offer three new wagers for you to consider. All of the odds and numbers I'm using are courtesy of BetMGM. They are the individuals I work with using the BetMGM app and BetMGM.com. We go into Sizzler in reference to the White Men Can't Jump line, in which they won a little money on the basketball court, and the one fan, knowing that his guys made some money, decided we go into Sizzler, and that's what we try to do every day. We try to end up on the positive side with our three wagers. And once again, we were able to do that last night. We didn't win a whole lot, but a plus is a plus. That's what it's all about. Let's recap our selections from Tuesday. Cardinals and Cubs over 8.5 runs at -110. That worked out pretty well, thanks to the Cubs' 6-run ninth inning last night. That pushed it over 8.5 runs, so we win $4.55 with our $5 wager. We won $9.55 total. So after that $5 comes back, we win $4.55. We're 1-0 and plus $4.55 on the evening. Wager number two. I was hoping that Phillies right-hander Aaron Nola would have his ace stuff last night at Yankee Stadium against a Yankee team that's very hit and miss. Herman was on the mound for the Yankees, so I liked the starting pitching matchup. So we took the Phillies on the money line, which means all they had to do was win the game at -120. Bet five, hoping to win $9.17. That means we would have cleared $4.17. But the Yankees pulled out the victory over the Phillies, so that's -$5. So we're down right now $0.45 after two picks. We move to selection number three. We went with the NBA Finals. We took the Bucks on the money line versus the Phoenix Suns in Game 6. All we needed was a Bucks victory at -200. They were a big favorite, so not a big windfall coming back. It was a $5 wager to win $7.50, which means we cleared $2.50 as the Bucks defeated the Suns 105-98. So we went 2-1 yesterday. We cleared $1.55 with our three $5 wagers. Again, not a big win, but it's a win. We'll take that. So our week starts off at 2-1, and right now on the season we are 21-12. And since we started this segment a few weeks ago, we are up $26.64. So I like that. Goal of this was to stay on the positive side. So far, so good. Every wager we make is $5, just to keep it simple. So let's try again today. Can we go 2-1? Can I sneak in a 3-0? Let's give it a shot. We'll go right back to Busch Stadium. The Cubs and the Cardinals meeting once again in Game 3 of the 4-game series. I say it every time. I wager it every time. And it is yet to let me down. When the Cubs and the Cardinals play, and when Kyle Hendricks is pitching, it is a lock that the Cubs are going to win. The Cardinals cannot hit Hendricks. They can't do it. They have not figured it out. No matter how many times they face him in a year, they do not hit him. But I'm not going to go with the money line. I actually should. That would be the smart thing to do. But I'm going to get a little more creative today. I'm going to take the Cubs-Cardinals under 8 runs at -105. The Cardinals aren't going to score much against Hendricks. History shows that. Adam Wainwright is the starting pitcher for St. Louis. He is normally outstanding at home. He's got a 3.71 ERA so far this year. Only throws 89-91 now, but He has really changed the way he pitches from a power fastball. He's got a cutter. He moves the fastball around. He has that high-end curveball. So I think it's going to be a low-scoring game at Busch Stadium tonight. So we will take under 8 runs at minus 105, bet 5 to win 976. So if correct, we win $4.76. Again, the Cubs on the money line is a great play tonight. I probably should do that. I'll probably kick myself in the morning. But let's go with the under 8 runs in the game. Wager number 2 for We Going to Sizzler for this Wednesday. Let's go with American League Baseball. Have you noticed the Tigers have played very good baseball the last couple of months? In fact, they're sort of closing in on the Indians right now in the American League Central for second place. They're only 4 back. The Tigers are very quiet, 45-51. I think they were 9-24 at one point. Credit to A.J. Hinch and his coaching staff. He's got this young team playing good baseball. Now, I'm going with the Tigers on the money line. All they have to do is win at home against Texas. The Rangers stink. That's a positive. I'm putting a lot on the shoulders of rookie Matt Manning, who has a high ERA. I just like the way the Tigers are playing right now. The Rangers are playing for nothing. Tigers have the momentum right now. Let's take the Tigers on the money line. We just need them to win at minus 115. So that means our $5 wager would mean a $9.35 bring back, clearing $4.35. Our third and final wager is Reds and Mets this afternoon. And this game is being played at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. Let's go with the home team, the Reds on the money line against the first place team in the National League East. The pitching matchup, you might say, leans toward the Mets. Marcus Stroman for New York, Jeff Hoffman for Cincinnati. But I'm going to dig a little deeper. Hoffman has been really good at home. His ERA in a hitter's ballpark, 3.09. When he runs into trouble, he walks batters. Here's the good news. The Mets do not walk a whole lot. So I'm hoping that is something that will work in the favor of Hoffman and the Reds. So let's take the home team, who is the underdog. Never a bad play. The Reds on the money line against the Metropolitans at plus 125. So this would be a nice turnaround if we hit it. A $5 wager would bring back $11.25. That means after the $5 back, we win $6.25. So we're going with two favorites and a dog, recapping our three We Going to Sizzler wagers for this Wednesday. Cubs and Cardinals from Busch Stadium, under 8 runs at minus 105. You bet 5 to win 976. The Tigers to win outright on the money line at home against Texas at minus 115. A $5 wager would bring back $9.35. And our third and final pick for today, Reds at home on the money line, the underdog against the Mets at plus 125. We put down 5, hoping to win $11.25. So we're 2-1 so far this week, 21-12 on the season. We're up $26.64. Again, all of these wagers are $5. Let's hope for a winning day tonight. So Cubs and Cardinals, keep the offense low. We just need the Tigers to win and the Reds to win. They're both the home teams. We'll see what happens. We'll recap everything tomorrow morning at 6:20. Plus, we will have 3 more new wagers for you coming up on Thursday's Sports Beat AM from Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Your time is now 6:30.